Well, Haitian Revolution had a major impact on the entire slave system. First of all, it was widely celebrated in England. It had an impact on people like Wordsworth and Blake, who wrote about it. It's important to say that it had an influence on other enslaved people in the Caribbean and in North America. People like Nanny Grigg, who was one of the leaders of the uprising in Barbados in 1816, talked about the Haitian Revolution, said that essentially that people in Barbados needed to follow the example of the Haitian Revolution and fight for their freedom. It had an influence on a man called Denmark Vesey, who led a rebellion of enslaved people in Virginia, in North America, in the 19th century, in the 1820s, I think, from what I can remember. So, and it had an influence on other rebellions in Cuba and other places. So that's very important to say. And it was generally seen as a kind of beacon of freedom, of hope for enslaved people and colonized people in Africa, the Caribbean. Up until this day, it has that kind of symbolic significance. So that's one important thing. Then it also had an impact on the abolitionist movement in general, and some abolitionists in particular. For example, it gave rise to the view that the slave system was dangerous or created dangers, that if the slave system was to be continued, if more and more African revolutionaries were going to be imported into the Caribbean, then this could give rise to further revolutions in the British colonies, for example. And that was a very dangerous thing. And so it gave the abolitionists in Britain, presented these arguments that if the continued importation of Africans into the colonies isn't regulated, isn't stopped, this is going to create big problems in the future. So that was an important argument in the build-up to the 1806 and 1807 acts, which prevented or made it illegal for British citizens to engage in human trafficking, in the slave trade, as it's called. It had a particular influence on people like James Stevens and Henry Broom, who were leading abolitionists. James Stevens even wrote kind of eulogy to Toussaint Louverture, particularly at the time that Toussaint Louverture was fighting against Napoleon Bonaparte, but also in general, Toussaint was seen in Britain as some kind of hero, appeared in the press and so on. So the Haitian Revolution created a situation everybody knew about. This is what had happened. This was what human trafficking and slavery were likely to lead to and so on. And then it also created kind of favorable conditions for the abolitionist movement. Haiti or Saint-Domingue was the world's biggest sugar producer. So with the absence of some of that sugar from the world market, the price of sugar went up. That assisted the attempts that were being made to boycott sugar in Britain. The removal of this Pearl of the Antilles, the major French colony, also created the conditions for the idea that if human trafficking was made illegal in Britain, Britain would have an advantage over its rivals, France and Spain being the main rivals, that if Britain could prevent the human trafficking engaged in by British citizens, whatever, I think about half of those who were enslaved were actually sold to Britain's colonies. So in other words, this trade was actually against, to some extent, Britain's wider economic interests. So anyway, it created the conditions for the abolitionists to say, look, we can, we need to take advantage of this situation. We need to stop importing potential African revolutionaries into our colonies. We need to stop allowing our rivals to import them through our ships. And that led to the 1806 Foreign Slave Act, which effectively sort of cut off half of Britain's human trafficking and created the conditions for the 1807 Act. So the Haitian Revolution is very, very important in creating the conditions for the 1807 Act. We're generally taught that these things are all about the humanitarianism of Parliament or William Wilberforce or something like this. But actually, if you look at why 7 years into the 19th century, the world's leading human trafficker suddenly changes the law, the impact of the Haitian Revolution is extremely important.